So now I'll teach you the pattern so you can use it yourself. You're going to be communicating with somebody and they say something to the extent of, I've got this problem or this challenge that I'm facing. And the question you're going to ask is very simply, you're going to say, how do you do that? The question, how do you do that, begins to elicit their strategy, doesn't it? So you ask them, how do you do that? So somebody comes in and says, I'm depressed. By the way, if you're attempting to wipe out depression, this isn't a complete intervention in and of itself. You may have to work with other things. So there's other techniques for working with depression, but this technique can begin to loosen their hold on what we call their model of the world. So they feel in a stuck state. This technique will absolutely assist them in loosening that up for them. It may not completely cause the problem to disappear, but it will certainly give them a better handle on things. Remember, people have strategies for every inappropriate behavior that they do. So if they're doing anything that they don't want to do, you can utilize this to begin to change these things for themselves. You may want to install new strategies for them afterwards as well. So somebody comes in and says, I'm depressed. You say, how do you do that? And here's the stance I like to take with this. When you're working with this, remember the state of curiosity that surrounds NLP. You want to be really curious about how somebody could produce that behavior. So somebody says, I've got a phobia. You might say, how do you do that? That's fascinating. How do you do that? Or somebody says, I keep fighting with my spouse. How do you do that? That's fascinating. Like, what's the first thing that you have to do that? Now, what we're doing very conversationally, and you've got to have rapport. So by the way, maintain rapport while you do this. But what we're doing is we're beginning to elicit their strategy, because they think at this point, they're at the effect side of the equation. They think that it's something that's happening to them or something that just occurs rather than something they're creating. So the moment you ask them the question, how do you do that? That really begins to move them to cause, because in order to answer that question, they've got to accept the presupposition that they're creating it. So you say, how do you do that? So somebody says, I'm not producing the results that I want on the phone and telephone sales. If you're a sales manager, you say, how do you do that? Like, what's the first thing that has to happen for you not to produce results? If somebody says, I'm not producing, I'm just procrastinating on this project, how do you do that? Right? Ask them how do they do any behavior. By the way, I do this with forms of dis-ease as well. I had somebody come to me that was having epileptic seizures, and I said, how do you do that? What's the first thing that has to happen that lets you know it's time to have a seizure? Now, that's not something that normally people would think that they were at cause for or that they're creating at some level. But the moment she began to answer those questions, she realized that the epileptic seizures were something that she was causing. By the way, she was causing it because she was pushing herself too hard in her life. She'd push, and then her poor unconscious mind would say, stop! And she would have an epileptic seizure as a result so that she would get herself to slow down. Now, people do that with migraines as well, headaches. So you might say, how do you do that? What's the first step that you need to do in order to migraine yourself? What that does is it begins to put them at cause. And you can begin to elicit the strategy and actually find out how they create that. And then when they realize that they create it, they can also uncreate it. So we ask them, how do you do that? Then you proceed to elicit their strategy. What's the first thing that you have to do in order to do that? Do you make a picture in your mind? Do you talk to yourself? Do you say something to yourself? Do you get a feeling in your body? Is it the sound of somebody's voice? What is it? What's the first thing that lets you know that it's time to produce that behavior? So they'll begin to tell you what their entire strategy is. This is the first step of what we call the logical levels of therapy. Once you feel that you've got the complete strategy, you say, oh, okay. Now, here's the next step of this process. So once you've got that strategy, what you want to do next is you want to disassociate them from the process. And now they're associated in their strategy. They're telling you, they're in first position. It's as if they're looking through their own eyes. They're telling you how they do that problem. Now, the next step is to disassociate them from that. And here's how you do that. Now you're going to say, okay, I get it. Let me ask you a question. If I were a temporary agency, and I were going to come in, or if I were a temp from a temp agency, and I were going to come in and take your place, how would I do that? How would I have your problem? By the way, when I utilize this process, I utilize it with hypnotic language. I intersperse hypnotic language throughout it. So I'll say, because I wouldn't want to forget about that problem. It's an embedded command. So how would you teach me how to do that problem? Because, I mean, I forget things all the time. And I wouldn't want to forget about this. So how would I do that problem that you do? Because, you know, I forget about it all the time. I mean, I forget about things all the time. I can't even remember to take out the trash. So the entire time that I'm doing this process, I'm interspersing it with hypnotic language. Then I'll say, well, how do I have that problem? Teach me how to do it. When you say teach me how to do it, what it does is that has two effects. It disassociates them from the problem, and it also makes them the expert at it. So then the person says, well, the first thing you'd have to do is make a picture in your mind. Now, at this point, what you want to do is you want to deliberately start to misunderstand or misinterpret the submodalities. So you want to blow the submodalities of each of the representations that the individual gives you out to the extreme, to the opposite extreme. So for example, like with the parking garage, she said, I make a picture in my mind of going into the parking garage. So I say, okay, the first thing I need to do is make a picture in my mind. And I said, is it of me having fun and singing or whistling a happy tune? And she says, no, it's not. Now watch what I do with this. I said, is it that picture? And she says, no, it's not. And I said, wait, well, could it be and would it still work? So what she needs to do then at that point is she needs to try that on. And she tries it on and she says, no, it wouldn't work. I say, oh, okay, I wouldn't do that then. Then she says she needs to say something to herself in her mind. And I say, well, is it, boy, I love parking garages? Now, by the way, I know it's not that, but I'm deliberately misunderstanding it. And she says, no, 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 no. And I say, well, could it be and still work? So she then needs to try that on. And she says, no, it couldn't be. And I say, well, was it in Mickey Mouse's voice like this really high? And she says, no. And I say, well, could it be and still work? And she says, no. And each step of the strategy, she's having to try it on. And every time she tries it on, we're scratching that record, scratching that record, scratching that record. Until at the end, she can't play it back the same way again. So at this point, we're actually doing the pattern interrupt. This is a wonderful process that you can utilize for interrupting somebody's pattern. I've used it with things as serious as phobias and as mild, if you will, as ineffective behavior in terms of sales calls. And remember, this process isn't always a complete intervention in and of itself. It won't cause somebody's problems to disappear necessarily in and of itself, although oftentimes it does. But if you're going to be working with somebody for coaching purposes, you may choose to use other patterns in conjunction with it. I look at this process as being something more that shakes up their model of the world and begins to cause them to think in new ways. So it's a fun process. Here's your exercise. Go out and use it with one person. Find somebody who's doing some behavior that they're not happy with or producing some result in their life that they're not happy with and begin to interrupt their pattern with this. Don't take anything too serious. Take a minor problem or behavior and have fun with it. So until we speak again, remember, if a thing is humanly possible, consider it to be within your reach.